Now, let's turn to your physical health and our expansion into health and wellness with Trustdale at TrustdaleHealth.com. We've now added the Good Health segment, where we help you stay on top of treatments, find quality providers, and tackle tough issues. And joining us today is our own medical expert, Dr. Elena George. Dr. George, how are you today?
I'm fine, Dale. How are you?
Fantastic. Good to see you again. As the Affordable Care Act is implemented, Obamacare as it's commonly known, millions of Americans are facing decisions and they are confusing. For instance, you may have recently received a letter in the mail telling you that your health insurance rates are going up due to new mandated federal requirements. But you can call your insurance provider to get more information, but you're not always going to get the straight scoop if you call your insurance company. So let's talk a little bit about that. How much do we know about what's changing?
I think it's becoming obvious that what was promised initially in the bill, that it would cover 30 million more people, you could keep your doctor, you could keep your insurance without any changes, is not really going to pass. I think, in my opinion, as a physician, a practicing physician, that this changes healthcare as we know it. Everything's still falling out, so we're not exactly sure. But at this point, I can say whether or not you have insurance currently or you're about to get insurance, everybody's kind of in the same boat. The cost of healthcare has gone up. It's already happened. And so when they say that you might call your insurance company and they say we're not sure whether your rates are going to go up or not, it's kind of, it's a disingenuous statement, since even the government has said that the rates initially went up about 10% and they're expected to rise even higher. And for families, for individuals, for people who are self-employed, they're really on the hook here because they're not in a position to control their health care costs. It's all coming down from the mandates. And the mandate for birth control, the mandate to cover all pregnancy terminations, is going to affect everybody. The fact that everybody was allowed to keep their children on until age 25, we're talking about actuary changes. So you have less healthy people in the pool because they're still under their parents' insurance. You have sicker people overall, all accessing the same pot, and people have to pay for that.
I'm going to go off track a little bit here because I think this is a fascinating conversation. Dr. George, it appears to me that you're going to have two segments of health care recipients. You're going to have people that can afford really good plans and that money has never really been an issue for them, a huge issue, and it's going to continue to be something that they're just simply going to pay for to get the health care they want. And then you're going to have a whole lot of people falling into a cookie-cutter health system that a lot of people are simply not going to buy it and then pay the tax because that's going to be less expensive, but they're not going to be getting the quality care they need is the way I take it.
I think you take it correctly. I think you can break that statement down into two points. I think it's going to be a two-tier healthcare system, frankly. But the tiers are going to be a very small sliver at the top and then everybody else. One of the interesting things about Obamacare is that it puts a tax. There's 21 taxes associated with this. One of them is to tax quote-unquote Cadillac plans. And a Cadillac plan, for those who don't know what that means, is the kind of plan that you get to have choice. You get to choose your doctor. You get to go see a specialist if you so choose. You don't have to go through gatekeepers like primary care that stop you from doing what you want. Well, there's going to be a 25% tax on those particular types of insurances. And that's going to price people out. Imagine if the insurance company passes that, and I'm sure they will, pass it down to the consumer, you've just gotten priced out of your PPO Cadillac plan. So by definition, unless you're really wealthy, as a family of four, good luck keeping the insurance that you have. I mean, right now it's about $15,000 to $18,000 for a family of four for a really decent plan like the PPO I just described. That's going up to about $20,000, $21,000. That's a big jump.
So again, the people that can really afford great plans are going to pay more for great plans, but those are people that can really afford it to start with.
That's correct.
The people that are in the margins are struggling to have good health care plans. They're going to fall off that plan, and they're going to be taking a government-supplied plan that may not meet their needs.
Absolutely. We don't even know what the government plan is yet. They haven't even put out the cafeteria. There's supposed to be three different types of plans: bronze, silver, gold. I don't even know what's covered under each of those plans. So what are you getting for your money? You're paying into a system, whether you like it or not, by the way, because it actually gets deducted from your paycheck. Just like your Medicare, Medicaid tax will be deducted or is deducted currently, so will your health care tax. So the money's coming out whether you like it or not. The question is, what do you get to decide who's going to pay, who's going to actually access it, and what are you going to get for your money? That's the $24,000 question.
Well, a fascinating article was in the AJC this past week. It talked about local hospitals and what they charge for procedures. And as you and I shared before the show, what hospitals charge on paper and what they actually get reimbursed from Medicare is night and day. It's just amazing the exorbitant prices that are being charged for procedures as I look at them. There's one local hospital that charges $54,000 for stroke treatment. And then the lowest hospital in the area charges, gosh, $31,000 for it, but neither of them get that reimbursed. They don't get paid that. They get paid $6,896 for the procedures. Dr. George, I think this is where we were talking about. Georgians have no idea the true costs of medicine.
No. I don't think any American understands or knows what the true cost of medicine is. There's a middleman. There is a whole catch-all of insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, the hospitals themselves, that actually make up the numbers. They get to decide what the allowed amount, what the actual usual and customary fee is. They decide that.
So something you touched on before the show, you said, again, we're going to have two classes of health care recipients. We're going to have the people that will pay that $51,000 to the hospital, a self-paid person.
That's right.
Or we're going to have people that are going to accept the government price for a procedure.
Well, remember, it's going to get passed along. So for those who come into the hospital who have Medicare, Medicaid, or some commercial insurance, and they take the discounted rate, they're going to, it's like that pot, or you squeeze one end of this ball, the tube of toothpaste, let's put it that way, it comes out somewhere else, and that's where the self-pay patients really get dinged. And that is really what's been the driving point of healthcare costs. It's the self-pay patient who has to pay $500 to walk into emergency room before they're even seen, when a Medicare patient is for that hospital reimburses the hospital maybe $100. We need to actually start looking at transparency. And I love the fact that the hospitals put out the... I don't think they did. I think someone probably outed them.
It was the government. It was the United States government that put this report out.
But it's really about transparency. If you can shop around and you have real choice and you can actually be a shopper's market, then the cost of medicine and healthcare would actually come down, because people would see what they're paying and then say, oh, this is not worth it. I'm not coming to this particular hospital. I'm going to shop for the best deal. And then there's competition, and then there's a free market, and then the quality goes up and the price goes down.
One of the bullet points you wanted to discuss, small businesses of less than 50 people and independent contractors will still have to buy into the new healthcare system. Each state has been tasked with setting up exchanges, and these are supposedly free market exchanges where you can shop for less expensive plans or competitive plans. But hey, guess what? At this point, plans are in place for the government to subsidize the purchase of private insurance for those who are eligible. But these exchanges aren't coming about, are they?
I love this point. Thank you for bringing it up. The whole point of the exchange is to lower the amount of healthcare costs. But in actuality, the exchanges are not online. I think Washington, D.C. has one. I think maybe Massachusetts has one. I know Georgia does not. And a lot of states have yet to set them up. So because the government is really desperate to get these things going, they decided that they were universally going to actually subsidize the private insurance companies to take on new customers. And guess who won with that one? And guess whose market, in terms of the stock market, prices went up? It was every single private insurance company, because it was a win. I predicted at the beginning of this thing that the private insurance companies would have a windfall from 30 million more people. And now it's come to pass. The government's going to pay the insurance companies more money than they would have paid if they had run their own exchanges.
Wow. And it looks like, at this point, you're the expert, but it looks like we are truly moving toward a single-payer system.
I think it's been a Trojan horse all along. It's designed to fail, and it's failing as we speak. And as soon as people get so fed up, they're going to ask the government to help out, and bam, single payer's coming.
Yeah, and in the meantime, great doctors are leaving the field.
In droves. I've lost two colleagues, ENTs, and one is a family practitioner who in practice for over 20 years. And they saw this train coming, and they decided not to try to get on it. And they're much happier now. The people who were in private practice, who joined large groups, or really out of desperation became hospital-based physicians to get a salary for protection, they're not happy. They're really now no longer able to practice medicine the way they chose to do so, the way they trained to do so, because they're now an employee, and they now have to toe the party line. That means you see X number of patients a day, get them in, get them out. You're only able to write this prescription. It's limiting.
Dr. Elena George, I want to take a moment because we have just a few seconds left. You're an ENT specialist practicing in Atlanta on Peachtree Street. How do people find you?
They can go to www.peachtreeentcenter.com or call my office at 404-591-9100.
Dr. Elena George, thank you for joining us. And obviously, we're going to have you back on the show very soon as this issue continues to develop. You're listening to Trustdale Radio. We'll be right back.